as seekers of holiness. We want to lay hold on eternal life. But I tell you what, so many times today, what do people come seeking? They seek heaven. Heaven, heaven. We want to go to heaven. I tell you, that is not how, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yeah. The kingdom of heaven is coming to earth. I seek something, the resurrection of the dead. That's Christianity's about, the resurrection of the dead. That's what you want to make. I want to attain to that. Everyone needs milk. Everyone needs to begin with the understanding of the cross, its purpose, right? Faith. And what faith? Faith is so important. It is definitely a milk issue. Have faith. And not only just understanding, oh, let's believe God, but why we're believing God. What we're believing him for. You know, to me, the sincere milk of the word is so simple. And there's one passage, I think, that I use all the time. And it bears repeating. I don't care if I'm a broken record. Because you know why I quote it all the time? Because I love it. I love it. 2 Peter 1. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We are called to glory and virtue. He has given us things by his divine power. What things has he given us? All things that pertain to life and godliness. That's all. Just everything that pertains to life and godliness. Is there something else you needed? It's the most important thing. Glory and virtue. What is it? Well, Paul, what about life? The faith. Faith in Christ. Listen what it says. Whereby? By this. By this what? By divine power that has given us these things. That has given to us these exceeding great and precious promises. That by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature. The children of promise are the children of faith. Meaning, God makes a promise, and you believe the promise. Faith is the substance of the hoped-for thing. It is this, what we can, we don't have any, what, eternal life. That's a promise. The only substance we have of it is our faith in it. That's it. That's all you've got, is your faith in that. But that's not just the only promise. You're getting way ahead of yourself there. Cart before the horse. You got the, you know, that's just, that's the end of it all. Eternal life. The end of your salvation. Eternal life. Some people talk about eternal life like it's the beginning of their salvation. I believe now you will live forever. Welcome to heaven. Continuing in 2 Peter 1. They are given to us these great and precious promises that by these, by the promises, by faith in the promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Oh, I escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust? Golly gee, I didn't notice. That's milk. That is milk. There's nothing deep. It's straight, sincere truth. Unpolluted. Absolutely pure. It is the truth. That is milk. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Give all diligence to this. Add to your faith. Faith plus nothing equals. Show me your faith without your works. Faith, being alone, is dead. James taught that, and Paul knew it too. Paul always, you know, faith, of course, is the most important thing. Because you go from faith to faith. What people neglect to say is like, well, just have faith. But faith in what? Well, then they try to say, well, faith in Christ and blah, blah, you know, but it is more, but what, faith in Christ? Well, what about Christ? Well, faith in the cross. Well, what about the cross? Well, faith in the cross, da, da, da. Oh, whoa, we left some stuff out. Faith in the cross, go to heaven. No. Faith in the cross, receive the promises of God according to, as it is written, run the race, resurrection of the dead, kingdom of heaven. eternal life. Verse 5 says, add your faith virtue to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, which is love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. You're making it sure to yourself. God knows. Just like it says. God, you're holding the dice in your hand, you're rolling it, and you're saying, God, what's it going to be? And he says, it's going to be 6. And you say to yourself, well, I don't know. Well, how do you make sure that God's right? How do you make sure it's true? You do the works. Roll the die. And see. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think he isn't sure? Do you have to make him sure that it's going to be a 6? Does he have to know? No, God knows. Election is sure from God's perspective. From our perspective, it's all, we say so. Unless God comes down out of a cloud, and even then, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. Haven't I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? And that's what he was chosen for. To betray. Judas, I speak of. That's milk. That, everything I read there, that's all milk. That is milk. That's just, and I tell you what, the children are starving for it. People in churches are not getting it. They're not being told it. They are not being given milk. They haven't grown. They need to start over. The first principles of the oracles of God, of, you know, go back to the Garden of Eden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the first, all the way back to the beginning, the whole subject is about sin. And it's not just a question of, well, just believe. Believe what? Well, believe in the cross and go to heaven. Trust in the cross and go to heaven. There's nothing to do while we're here. Not really. Feed the poor. I mean, it's all optional. It's all elective after that. We make our elections, you know. God's not allowed to make his. Oh, Lord. To me, it's the most, these are the most basic principles of, you know, they're just under the surface, but there are so many places where it is so clear that we are, how we are to live in this present world. Okay? And it is so left out of what people say.